A less glitzy Detroit Auto Show is returning after a three-year absence. The pandemic is partly to blame for the scaled-down auto show. Jeff Schuster with consulting group LMC Automotive is thinking back.
Then you had thousands of journalists from all over the world. You had, in some cases, 60 to 70 launches of vehicles, a lot of those being world premieres.
This year, Carl Zimmerman with the Detroit Auto Dealers Association says the show will be less about glitz and glamour.
It's a much different format. Again, we're using indoors, we're using outdoors, we change the time of year, we change the activations.
Instead of around 50 new model debuts, there's only one truly new one, the Ford Mustang, unveiled at a big outdoor event along the Detroit River. Auto shows are going through a transition.
The Geneva went broke a couple years ago. They just canceled the Geneva show, so it's a very competitive industry.
This year's show in Detroit will be geared more toward consumers and less toward the industry. I'm Ed Donahue.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.